This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We'll talk a little bit about fraud. Yet another massacre avoided at a church, raising a kid for $300,000. All that, so much more. Some emails still to come in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I wasn't totally sure there was going to be a third hour tonight. We almost made the decision to cut the show off because the chafing from this patch on my chest is getting so bad. I can't tell if it's getting infected. I can't tell if there's an infection. Maybe they'll have to cut part of the chest out. I don't know, but I'm going to make it through this hour if humanly possible. Fraud task force, DOJ prosecute $500 million in health care in COVID schemes. Department of Justice announced, this is from Epoch Times, three separate criminal and civil actions on April 7th, seeking to hold two individuals and two companies accountable for schemes to steal more than $500 million in taxpayer money. One in Colorado, one in Nevada, in case you're wondering where it was. So let's cover this again for those who don't understand how this works. If you don't love your country or your state or your city, that's a bad thing. Let's agree that that's a bad thing, of course. But we also, as adults, we should acknowledge it does also give you a certain level of freedom. Because if you have a code, a moral code of any kind, what is it? There are limitations. It comes with limitations. That's the whole point of it. Hey, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't lie. You shouldn't steal. You shouldn't murder. There are limitations. Somebody who doesn't have that moral code doesn't have said limitations, which brings us to the Democrat Party, the godless, demonic Democrat Party of communists. Well, Democrats are afraid. The average Democrat voter now in the United States of America is actually afraid to voice any love for the country. Do you realize that? Do you know how low America itself polls in Democrat circles in this country? It doesn't exist. So if you're a Democrat who happens to be patriotic in elected office, which that doesn't really exist, you can't tell anybody or your own voters will reject it. And if you don't believe me, let me ask you this. You know politicians, how they say what the voters want to hear? It's how they keep getting elected. When is the last time you heard a Democrat talk about the greatness of America? Name them. You can't, because it doesn't exist. So if there's no love of country or state or city in there, that's bad, I admit. But it also gives you a certain degree of freedom. If I'm elected to serve the state of California, but I don't care about California, I don't care about the people in California, I have nothing moral against thievery, things like that. Well, I have the keys at some level, depending on my elected office, I have the keys to the bank vault of California. Again, if there's nothing moral inside me that says theft is wrong, I should serve the people, then why wouldn't I steal as much of it as I could? And all this works hand in hand with the foreigners they bring in, although this is also done domestically. We can't just pin this all on the foreigners. You simply find, you take away the barriers, you take away all the check marks, and then you find the right groups who are associated with you, maybe groups who will fund your campaign or even slip $50,000 to your third cousin. You find them and you funnel government money into their pockets. They get rich. You keep elected and possibly you keep getting elected and possibly get rich too. And again, if you have nothing moral against this, why wouldn't you? This is run-of-the-mill political corruption that has existed long before the existence of the United States of America. Basic pay-to-play. You take the money of the state, you find a way to hand it to criminals who will give a portion of it back to you, and for the evil people, everyone wins, right? And I hate to beat a dead horse, but I will. How much momentum would we have right now? April 9th? April 9th. How much momentum would we have or would we be building if this was the news cycle every single day now? Another Democrat state busted for fraud. Another Democrat organization busted for fraud. Another this busted for fraud. Another that busted for fraud. Day after day after day after day after day after day after day. Norm and Norma wake up as they're struggling to make ends meet. Job market, credit cards, all those other things. And every single day they wake up and find out the truth. And the truth is that Democrats are stealing from them as fast as humanly possible. What if that was the news cycle? Every single day. That's what I want. That's what I want. I hate thieves. It's why I have such a burning deep hatred for communists. I hate thieves, especially when people are struggling. Right now, this level of thievery is essentially walking up to a person who's starving and stealing half their food. That's what it is. That should be headline news every minute of every day. And so far, it looks like it's, 100% Democrats in Democrat areas. Because it's what they do. It's just what communists do. You reward your friends, you punish your enemies. I want that to be the headlines going forward. Bronco, I know you stopped watching the NFL. Oh, yeah, I guess it is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow, and the questions are already coming in. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. As I said, they don't have to be political. Being from Ohio and then Montana and Arizona, how did you become a New York Giants fan? I do not remember 100%. Here's what happened. I was in Ohio, living in Ohio. My father was a Bengals fan. All of my cousins, my whole family is in Ohio, they were all Browns fans. I remember watching football on TV, and this team, the New York Giants, was really good. And I'm a little kid and a rebellious little snot. I like to zig when everyone else zagged. So they're good. No one else in my family likes them. That's my team. And sports are this weird thing where whatever team you choose to love at an early age, before you know anything about anything, that's your team for life for most people. I have chosen to, in my older years, be the exception to that rule, and I highly recommend it. You know what's wonderful if you're going to watch sports or root for anybody in sports? Being a fair weather fan. I root what, Chris? Find the team that's good and root for them, especially if there's a team that's clearly better than all the other teams. And yeah, whenever I show up at parties or something like that, my friends would be like, oh, who are you rooting for today? And they'll try to put me down. But guess who's smiling when his team wins again? What, Chris? What? Do I think the Dodgers? That's a good point, Chris. You know, I'm wearing this Houston Astros shirt. and it's itching. It's got me. We're already sniffing for infection. It smells like almonds already. Astros are losing a lot of games. The Dodgers are winning a lot of games. I'm not saying that I'm switching to the Dodgers yet, but come June or July, we're going to have to sit down and take a good hard look at the records, and we're going to have to figure out where I'm going to go from here. Hey, Jesse, what are your thoughts on open carry? I love open carry. I love closed carry. I am a Second Amendment freak. I'll tell you something. Democrats in the United States of America today are as evil as any communist who has ever lived. You don't think they are because of the Second Amendment. The horrors these people visited on the American people during the Biden administration, it wasn't even close to everything they wanted to do to you and to me. They want to do everything communists have always done. They can't do it because we are so freaking armed. I love open carry. I don't personally open carry. I conceal carry. That is a personal paranoia of mine. I conceal carry because I am worried that I'm going to be distracted with something and I am going to, someone will take my weapon. That's my main concern, all right? I'm also concerned you're not going to get a good employee. I'm concerned that you're going to sit there and beat your head off the desk over and over and over again because you can't find the employee you're looking for. Maybe you're right now. Maybe you're trying to staff up for summer and you're thinking, oh my gosh, June is coming. What am I going to do? I don't have time. You don't have to stress. Maybe you're trying to staff up because you're expanding and you need somebody good, established. You don't have to stress. ZipRecruiter is going to make it easy. Consider ZipRecruiter your matchmaker, your hiring manager. They'll do the work you don't have time for. They'll put the best, most interested candidates in front of you immediately. You will probably meet them tomorrow. How's that for fast? Try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, I got to play something for you before we get to the story from the Border Patrol. This is a writer for the New York Times. Here he is.
I mean, it feels like more fraught and policey than ever in my socials.
You know, I've had a lot of questions on this show over the years. A lot of questions about Jewish producer Chris. Jesse, why don't we ever hear from Chris? Jesse, why can't we hear Chris when you talk to Chris? Jesse, why can't we ever hear from Chris? So I'm here to break it to you right now. Do you want to know what Chris sounds like? This is Dead Ringer. Dead ringer for Chris.
I mean, it feels like more fraught and policey than ever.
Hey, Chris, is this your brother?
Ever in my social circles. Yeah. There's like a slight fascistic thing about...
Corey sounds the same way.
The way of what we're doing. Like, can you say you didn't like this movie? Can you say that you like Lana Del Rey? Oh, but wait, she dated a cop a couple of years ago. Like,
man, Chris, it's got to be embarrassing. U.S. Border Patrol detained four British nationals crossing into this country from Canada. Did you know that? And I have their names here. And I will admit, I admit, the location of people's names, you know, where specifically you're from has always fascinated me. For instance, I'm a Kelly. It's obviously an Irish name. I've never tracked this down, but if I went down that rabbit hole, I would find out that the Kellys of Ireland, they really came from a specific location in Ireland. And I'm sure there's some fancy scientific word for what that is, but I don't know. I went to community college. So when I saw these names, the first thing that popped into my head was, I wonder what part of Britain these guys are from. Here are their names. Ali Muhammad. Ali Abdullah, Hamid Muhammad Nagy, Ibrahim Ayub Khan, Muhammad Sultan Saleh. Alaska had to have like six names. You know his buddy shortened that up somehow to Saleh or something. You know they were aggravated by it. But I am curious, do you think, Chris, Corey, I don't know if you guys are big on Britain. Do you think they're from the northern part? Or Wales should be, they could be from Wales. That could be, look, as soon as I saw those names, I thought, those Brits, man, those are some crazy people. Retired Cheddar Bay Biscuit Bronco Coxswain. Wow, that was a lot. What are your thoughts on being forced to people, to listen to people obnoxiously eating loud foods? You know, Ask Dr. Jesse isn't till tomorrow, okay? But you can ask your questions now, it's fine. I feel like I'm routinely subjected to people I work with loudly snapping carrots, crackers, chips in my workspace, and it drives me nuts. He's asking, is it just his OCD controlling his life? Buddy, let me explain to you something about you. And I recognize this because I have the exact same affliction. It doesn't mean, by the way, that you're a bad person or a good person. This is just who you are. You are a guy, and there are many men like this. You have to have alone time. You have to have time where it's just you. When I first got married, Ob is completely opposite. A lot of women are like this. If Ob had her way, to this day, Ob would be with me every minute of the day, especially during free time. I'm not talking about bothering me at work or something like that, but every single minute of the day, she would be with me. But she has come to realize over 19 years that there are times, certainly when I have things on my mind, oftentimes when I just get home from work, something like that, that I just need to be alone. It doesn't mean that I'm mad or anything's wrong. Doesn't mean I need it for a day, right? It might be 20 minutes. I just need to be with me for 20 minutes. If I have to do, because this happens, it actually happened to me last night. If I have to do something right after work, like I have to leave here and go to some meeting, business meeting, suits or something like that, I am almost always in a terrible mood the whole time. And it's not because I'm miserable or I take that back. I am miserable. But the reason I'm miserable is not because I don't like the company. It's because I didn't get 20 minutes, 30 minutes with me. So if I had coworkers who made me want to strangle them with my shoelaces because they were eating carrots too loud, I would go eat my lunch outside. I've done that many, many times before. I do it here in the studio with Chris and Corey. Sometimes I go in my little area to eat and I just close the door. I tell them I'm working, but I'm not. I just don't want anybody to talk to me anymore. I just go close the door and be alone for a while. Your problem is not your OCD. Your problem is you haven't learned how to be a jerk. You have to master the art of being a jerk, especially when you need to be alone for a while, and especially when you're one of these people like me who's really popular and everybody wants to be around you at all times. What, Chris? It's true. It's a heavy weight to carry.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
Let's talk about safety in raising kids. Next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, wonderful Thursday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Raising a child now costs about $303,000, according to a study. That's such a bunch of crap. Raising a daughter costs $303,000. Sorry, Chris, that's too bad for you. You know how wonderful it is raising sons. Wonderful is actually that's not true. Wonderful is not what I meant. How cost effective it is raising sons. You don't have to mow the lawn. You don't have to pay anybody to mow the lawn. I had to install a new doorknob in the house. I didn't have to go pick it up. I didn't have to install it. Not my problem. My youngest son doesn't have his driver's license yet. He has all these sports practices and things he wants to do. My oldest son does have his driver's license. I mean, you don't think I'm going to be the one driving around doing all that stuff, right? Have a nice drive. I'll be here on the back porch if you need me, sipping on an ice water. Let me know how it goes. Ob complains because she'll do the laundry after a week, and each son will have one pair of pants. And I say, sounds to me like they're making your life easier. I don't see what the big deal is. Now, sometimes life gives you lemons. You got to make lemonade. If you have a daughter, she is going to cost you an astronomical amount of money. It's no question about that. Chris, this is coming for you. But I have the good news for you. Really good news for you. She's also going to take way better care of you when you're an old man than your sons will. I know my sons are going to get their revenge on me somehow, some way, for all the things I've done to them. They already now make fun of my lack of hair. They're already starting to take these little jabs at me. And I know the older and wrinklier I get, they're going to make life miserable, whereas a little girl is just going to be sweet as can be. I understand that. But at least early on, boys don't cost hardly a thing. It's freaking wonderful. You're worried about entertaining them? Entertaining them? Throw them a cardboard box out in the backyard. You won't see them again for hours. They'll have all kinds of stuff going on back there. And yes, your oldest son might end up crawling into a pile of fire ants when you were supposed to be watching him. And then the wife will get home just as you're trying to spray him off in the kitchen sink. And what, Chris? It was the closest sink I could find. And of course she had to walk in the door at that exact moment. And he was crying because I guess it hurt. But I already had most of the ants off by the time she walked in. She still hasn't let that go. Texas man with a loaded gun and 100 rounds tackled by security at a Houston church. Let's check in on this Texas man. Hang on. Texas man. Just curious. I want to make sure I don't know him. Oh, here he is. Emmanuel Asono Mbavi. Chris, is he from your part of Texas? Never met him, huh? Yeah. I used to live in North Texas. I never ran into Mr. Mbavi. Maybe he's from West Texas. Maybe that's it. These Texas men. It's like that headline the other day from the New York Post. You see some 15-year-old American boy got lured away with the promises of a girl. He thought it was a girl he was talking to go meet a girl. And then four illegal alien barbarians butchered this 15-year-old young man who even said final words like, I just don't want to die. But they killed him anyway because they're savages from savage cultures and they should all be thrown out of helicopters. But the headline, of course, read, teens. They were labeled as teens. They're always labeled as teens. Figures. Jesse, I've been listening for years. I truly enjoy the show. I've turned many, so many people on the show through the years. I consider myself a an American Italian, why do you hate me so much? I mean, we only have like 20 minutes left. Hey, Jesse, hypothetically, if you worked for an employer that you had reason to believe was hiring illegal immigrants, what is your moral / patriotic duty? Says not to say her name, and I won't. Report them. These are American jobs. When we discuss this problem of foreigners and hiring foreigners, you will hear people on the right talk about, well, this is why we need E-Verify. You know what E-Verify is? If you don't, I've actually used it before myself. E-Verify is you have to get documents from your new hire, passports, social security number, things like that, and you have to upload those documents into the government database to confirm you just hired a U.S. citizen. And people will talk about this as if it's a solution. I'm not dogging on it. I'm really not. But again, I'm going to come back to this. You remember when Donald Trump gave that State of the Union? I think it was his first one he gave in his second term. And he was talking about all the 120-year-old, 200-year-old people who are still taking Social Security. Why is that a thing? Because Elon Musk was doing the Doge thing and he was digging through the government. Why is that a thing? They're stealing people's Social Security numbers. The reason it's a thing is these Social Security numbers, they don't die with you. Government employees, let me clue you in on this. Government employees, they are selling your information, maybe while you're still alive, maybe while you're dead, so that illegal who walks in for a job and has to hand over his documentation, he comes up as an American citizen. Name, social, everything. Government is in on it at some level. It's a big scam. These people are not all walking in there with a crappy fake ID that your buddy used his home printer to print you out for in high school so you could go buy beer. These people are walking in with legitimate government identification because at some point the government is in on it. And these are our Republicans.
We give them dignity. At some point in the future, another legislator will write another law to give them paths to citizenship. Right now, what we need to do is to buy peace for these people, allow them to stay, to continue working, because they are needed.
And let's not forget Mike Lawler, who can't answer the question because he didn't read the bill. He certainly didn't write the bill. And the answer to the question would horrify you.
Criminal aliens 100% should be removed from this country, period. And the bill provides for that. I don't want anyone getting a waiver. I don't want anyone getting a free pass.
It's in the legislation.
If you have committed
a crime.
Have you
read the legislation?
If you have committed a crime. Yes, I have, Laura. If you have committed a crime,
okay,
you should be removed from the country, period. Number two, what we are trying to do is say, if you have been in the country for more than 5 years, in other words, if you came here during Joe Biden's administration, you don't qualify.
How do you determine that?
You don't
that?
Qualify under this legislation.
All of this sounds great. How does an immigration officer determine, millions and millions of people, determine continuous presence and tell me the considerations they take into account to determine that?
Well, look, if they cannot prove that, if they cannot prove continuous presence, they wouldn't qualify for this. You have to be able to meet
the
qualifications.
But I just asked you a question. How do you determine it?
You have to be able to meet the qualifications of the program, and that means the Department of Homeland Security is going to they are going to make the determination as they always have. What the Democrats will do if they get complete control of Congress and the White House, they're going to end the filibuster and they are going to pass a blanket amnesty bill. That's the fundamental challenge here. What we are
forgot to play that for you earlier. He even throws in the scare tactic at the end. Take our amnesty bill or the communists will do worse later. What a bunch of crap. We'll be back.
See Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Cannot believe I survived with this patch chafing my chest the entire show. Some men are just made of stronger stuff. I was able to do it. If you want to ask me how I did it, that can be part of your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. You can email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Easy for me to say. Abigail Spanberger takes credit for $7.1 billion in business investments secured by GOP predecessor Glenn Youngkin. They always do this with every single thing. It happens universally. The commies will take over something wonderful, and then, of course, they'll start destroying it. And then they'll point to something wonderful about it they had nothing to do with, and they'll say, look at this wonderful thing I did. And then when the destruction comes up, they'll blame it on the people who are actually trying to save it. They're just the biggest lying freaks in the world. Speaking of lying freaks, listen to this lady in the Canadian government.
Deal with the ongoing genocide of MMIWG2SLGBTQQIA+.
What? Let's try that again.
Deal with the ongoing genocide of MMIWG2SLGBTQQIA+. This is abhorrent.
Chris, you know what? No, we're not going to do this. We tried to do this on the air one time where we tried to figure out live what LGBTQIA, I mean, all the other stuff where we tried to figure out what it all meant. And I think I got through like two or three of them. And then I just completely lost it. I'm not even going to bother going into that. Also, remember, this is what Chris sounds like.
I mean, it feels like more fraught and policey than ever.
What's your testosterone like? I want to warn you. I'm going to give you, in all seriousness, I want to give you a warning about something. We are drinking estrogen. Estrogen is in our water now. It's from all the birth control and everything else. We drink it. If you do not do something to attack that problem, your years, maybe months, maybe days away as a man from sounding like this.
Deal with the ongoing genocide.
That's not the right one. It sounded like this.
I mean, it feels like more fraught and policey than ever in my social circles. Yeah. There's like...
This is why you need a male vitality stack from Chalk. You can't risk sounding like this.
A slight fascistic thing about the way of what we're doing. Like...
20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Tell me, oh, Jesse, I don't want to get a subscription. Really? Do you want to sound like this?
Can you say you didn't like this movie? Can you say that you like Lana?
You might wake up tomorrow morning sounding like
Lana
this.
Lana Del Rey. Oh, but wait, she dated a cop a couple of years ago. Like, can you like her? And she has trad wife aesthetics.
CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. You don't want to wake up and sound like that. What is this thing you have, Chris? A missing indigenous woman thing? What is it? Chris looked it up. Oh, okay. All right. I didn't realize what you were saying. So this lady...
Deal with the ongoing genocide of MMIWG2SLGBTQQIA+.
All right. Jewish producer Chris wrote it down on the screen, so I want to lay it out for you. This is what it means. Missing and murdered indigenous women, girls, two-spirit? What's two-spirit? Lesbian, gay, bi, trans, queer. Chris, that's not queer, it's questioning? Queer and questioning? Intersex? What's the difference between queer and gay? You don't know what the difference between queer and gay. How do you have gay and queer? You say I'm asking the wrong guy, but this is you.
I mean, it feels like more.
Sounds like you're the right guy to ask, Chris. I mean, I'll tell you this. We didn't play Smear the Gay at recess at halftime or at recess during school. So What? It's a reasonable question. I want to know what the, you know what? We'll move on. We'll do some emails. Or so. Jesse, from my 5'8" view, considered average, i.e. normal, the idea that we can grow our way out of debt is ludicrous and an excuse not to tackle the cuts needed along with the growth. Is this how you see it from your abnormal point of view? Well, I'll tell you this. I, as you know, have to be aware of my cholesterol and things like that because of my family history. I also, as you know, I enjoy working out. I'm not some workout freak, but I enjoy working out. And also, as you know, I like to eat. And I'm not talking about Brussels sprouts. I want cheeseburgers and steaks and nachos, and I like to eat. I have convinced myself that I can keep all my blood work just where it needs to be if I just work out. I can keep eating anything I want if I just work out really hard. It's not true. We do this exact same thing when it comes to the debt. Because the public has no appetite for cuts of any kind, and they never friggin' do, we oftentimes convince ourselves that we'll just grow our way out of it. No, we have to grow and cut. We have to grow and cut. Grow, cut. Grow, cut. Anyway.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Woke Gavin Newsom's green jet fuel plan could spike California gas prices again. I feel like the good people in California are under this never-ending assault, and it just genuinely sucks. European allies could soon be buying oil directly from the U.S. I mean, Trump's already out there chewing out Iran because he says Iran is not letting oil flow through the strait. So, like, the chances are peace negotiations are going to go smoothly when dealing with a country like Iran are not great. So they might have to buy from us. NATO's Secretary General. Some in NATO failed during the Iran war. The large majority didn't. I don't know if he thought that that was going to somehow calm Trump's anger down, but he's got another thing coming. Chevron importing 250,000 barrels of Venezuelan oil to the U.S. per day. It might end up being really, really important that we ended up taking over Venezuela before we went over there into Iran. And it's most definitely going to be important if we let freedom ring from these planes and start bombing out their oil facilities. And oh my freaking goodness, what a big old mess it's going to be. But we will be here. We'll be here again tomorrow. Don't forget to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And whatever tomorrow brings, we shall tackle it. All right. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.